I thought I would start off by giving you a peek into how my brain works. This is a tiny little peek. You're not going to see most of it. When it comes to recording a podcast or doing this little tidbit, I don't know how many of you all know this, but when we record the podcasts, we do them several weeks in advance. And there are multiple reasons that we do that. But mostly it gives us plenty of time if something goes wrong. If someone gets sick, if we have a technical difficulty, we always want to have something ready to be posted. So we don't want to do it the week before in case something goes wrong. So they're done several weeks in advance. So when I am preparing for a podcast, always in the back of my mind is, what am I going to talk about in addition to what I'm talking about today? In other words, for Wednesday morning. Sometimes it's really obvious to me. Sometimes there's some little rabbit trail that I don't have time to go down on the podcast that I want to go down. And so I just make myself a little note. Other times, nothing ever comes to me, and I don't even think about it until Sunday or Monday before Wednesday. So those are my ways of approaching the tidbit. Now, I remembered when I sat down to do this one, I was like, oh, I had an idea about this. Let me go back and see where it is. So I go back in my notes and I find it. And I'm sorry, y'all. I have not coughed or cleared my throat in a week and a half. And I come in here and it's the first thing I do. But it's just, there's something about this room, I think. Okay, so I go back and I look in my notes. And what I see that I have written down is malice and what it does to us. Well, I was like, what was I thinking? I don't want to talk about that. Because it just does not sound like a very cheery topic, not very uplifting. But I trusted that it was a Holy Spirit inspiration because I don't think of these things on my own. So I was like, okay, stick with it, figure out what this is. So I thought, well, let's look up the definition, make sure I'm really understanding what malice is. Malice is the intention or desire to do evil. It's a desire to cause pain, injury, or distress another person. Okay, we have seen malice in Acts this year. The definition of malice is these people going after Paul. They have become obsessed with it, and we know their intention is to hurt him and to do harm. That is malice. But I'm thinking to myself, am I going to look at Jillian and say she's filled with malice? You know, am I going to look over here and go, yeah, those women are filled with malice? It didn't feel very something like I could really connect with. So I thought, okay, let's look at the biblical definition. And what I found was that malice generally refers to extreme ill will, a disposition to injure others for personal gratification, or revenge, in general, a general state of wickedness. That's still pretty intense, right? So I just kept going. Now, depending on what version of the Bible that you are reading, the word malice appears approximately 25 times. So that's a lot. This is not just a throwaway word. It's been there for a reason, and it means something. It tells me something that we need to pay attention to. Because Scripture is alive, we know that, and it's meant for us today. So what does this malice mean to us today? Well, as I'm reading these different places where malice is in Scripture, what really jumped out to me were the words that accompany malice, and they are bitterness, anger, and revenge. So the Bible is using malice to describe a state of the heart. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. This hits close to home for me. I can feel this. I would love to be able to stand up here and tell all of you that my heart is so pure that I don't ever think bad thoughts about anybody, but we all know that that's not true. I have harbored ill will. I have had envy. I've had all of these things. So what do I do with them? And what does it look like in me? So if we're thinking about malice and we're not thinking about, okay, that person made me so mad, I'm going to kill them. That's not what we're thinking about. Maybe what we're thinking about is gossiping. Because what is gossip other than tearing someone else down to make yourself feel better? I mean, it's an ugly thing to think about, but I think that's what it is a lot of times. And often we disguise it as, oh, have you heard about poor Susie and what she's going through? You know, we try and disguise it. But really, maybe we're just making ourselves try and look a little bit better. What about, have you ever heard that about someone who got something, did something, whatever, that was really wonderful? And you're so happy for them on the outside, but inside you're seething. You're like, why did that happen to her and not me? I deserve that more than she deserves that. These are the things that I think scripture is pointing us towards when we're referring to malice. I think it's where our heart is in these situations. But the thing is, we're created in God's image, right? And none of this is a reflection of God. So what do we do when we start feeling these things? It's so simple. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's so simple. We just talk to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to give us everything we need in any situation. If we ask for it, He can help us with it. That's the first step. He has exactly what we need. Okay. What is it that we need? Well, we need the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? We need love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because if we have any of these things, even one of them, then we're not going to have those other feelings. And you talk about a powerful combo, you put a couple of these things together and pow, none of that's going to happen. And why is that? What is love? Love is a deep, selfless affection and concern for others. Joy, a state of happiness and contentment, even in difficult circumstances. Peace, a sense of calm tranquility, both inwardly and outwardly. Patience, the ability to endure hardship and delay with calmness. Kindness, showing compassion and gentleness towards others. Goodness, exhibiting moral uprightness and integrity. Faithfulness, being loyal and dependable in one's commitments. Gentleness, displaying a mild and unassuming manner. Self-control, exercising restraint and discipline in one's thoughts, words, and actions. Any of these things will change our heart. Any of these things will change our attitude. But we cannot do them on our own. We have to ask for intervention from the Holy Spirit. Because in doing that, then our heart will really be for God. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you that you give us what we need. We are weak, but you are strong. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is a gift that knows no boundaries and a gift that gives us the ability to reflect you in every situation. I just ask that you remind us to rely on that, to rely on your Holy Spirit and the fruits that He offers. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.